Have you ever wondered what separates extraordinary achievers from the rest of us? What if the gap between your current self and your potential isn't as wide as you think? Jim Steele's Unashamedly Superhuman challenges the notion that superhuman abilities belong only in comic books. This groundbreaking work has become a secret weapon for executives at companies like Google and Microsoft, with endorsements from Olympic athletes and business leaders alike. The book's revolutionary premise that combining high performance with well-being is not only possible but essential has made it a favorite among productivity enthusiasts and wellness advocates. Unlike traditional self-help books, Steele's approach is grounded in neuroscience and tested through his own remarkable journey from a physically broken state to completing an Ironman triathlon with titanium rods in his spine. Let's dive into how you can tap into your own superhuman potential. What makes someone superhuman? Unlike fictional characters with supernatural abilities, becoming unashamedly superhuman is about accessing the extraordinary capabilities already within you. We all have untapped potential. Nobody ever claims to be using 100% of their capacity. The math is simple. If you're only using 60% of your potential and tap into some of the remaining 40%, you'll experience a significant uplift in performance. Our fascination with superhero origin stories reveals a fundamental truth about human transformation. These narratives captivate us because they show ordinary people becoming extraordinary through three transformative experiences: trauma, like Batman, destiny, like Buffy, or chance, like Spider-Man. These stories aren't mere fantasy. They model how we can discover our own strengths through adversity. The human body contains remarkable capabilities that typically remain dormant until extreme situations arise. Consider the mother who lifted a car to save her child, or the surge of strength people find in emergencies. These aren't anomalies, but glimpses of our innate potential that can be accessed by design rather than necessity. A simple breath-holding exercise demonstrates this concept immediately. After performing 30 full, deep breaths in a circular pattern with no gap between exhale and inhale, most people can effortlessly hold their breath for 2 minutes or more, far longer than they believed possible. This reveals how much untapped physiological potential we carry around every day. The key insight is that our performance reflects our potential minus whatever interferes with it. External interferences might include market conditions or resource limitations, while internal ones include fatigue, disorganization, or limiting beliefs. By identifying these interferences and addressing those within our control, we can dramatically improve our performance without increasing our effort. When facing challenges, we have two options: affect what we can change or accept what we cannot. This simple principle, if you can't accept it, affect it, but if you can't affect it, accept it, liberates us from situations where we feel powerless, forcing us to make a choice rather than remaining stuck in frustration. How we frame challenges dramatically affects our experience of them. Two people facing identical external circumstances can have completely different experiences based on their mindset. The person who adapts gets something from the challenge rather than just getting through it. Like the difference between someone merely enduring an ice bath versus someone adapting to it. A powerful mental technique is reframing challenges as adventures. By examining the language we use, we can transform our experience. Words like challenge, unknown, excitement, and even uncomfortable can be part of an adventure mindset. This isn't just semantic play, it significantly impacts how we experience situations. The growing popularity of action-adventure sports demonstrates people's willingness to embrace discomfort when framed as adventure. We can apply this same mindset to any challenge by setting our DOT, direction of travel, to make the adventure worthwhile. Our brains contain a powerful seeking system in the ventral striatum that drives exploration and learning. When activated, it releases dopamine, creating enthusiasm and curiosity while directing our attention toward our goals. By aligning our vision with our identity, seeing ourselves as a marathon runner before completing the race, for example, we activate this seeking system to help us achieve our goals. The ADAPT framework, accept the adventure, direct your seeking system, activate improved approaches, persist in moving forward, and tune in or tune up, provides a structured approach to facing challenges. This process allows us to adjust to changing circumstances while maintaining forward momentum, ultimately tapping into our superhuman potential. Flow, that state where time seems to disappear and performance feels effortless, is the holy grail of peak performance. Research shows flow increases productivity up to 5 times at senior executive levels. While it may feel magical, accessing flow is within our control through specific strategies. The neurochemistry of flow involves 5 key neurotransmitters: dopamine, focus and motivation, norepinephrine, tightened focus, endorphins, pain blocking, anandamide, lateral thinking and insights, and serotonin, the feel-good afterglow. Flow is the only state that releases all 5 simultaneously, making it the most powerful source of intrinsic motivation. Flow has 10 core characteristics, with the first 6 constituting the state itself: action awareness merging, selflessness, timelessness, effortlessness, paradox of control, and intrinsic motivation, while the last 4 are flow triggers that precede the state: intense concentration, clear goals, immediate feedback, and challenge/skills balance. Finding the perfect skills-challenge balance is crucial for triggering flow. Like ski runs color-coded by difficulty, flow requires being at the edge of your skill level. Not too easy, no stretch needed, and not too difficult, you'll get thrown out of flow. During COVID lockdowns, cycling on empty roads required little focus, but navigating rush hour London traffic demands the brain release performance-enhancing chemicals to meet the challenge. External flow triggers include high consequence, situations with meaningful risk, novelty, new experiences, complexity, activities requiring multiple skills, unpredictability, changing conditions, and deep embodiment, complete physical and mental immersion. Internal triggers include clear goals, unambiguous feedback, challenge/skills balance, complete concentration, curiosity, purpose, and autonomy. The flow cycle consists of 4 phases: struggle, initial confusion as your brain determines which circuits to activate, release, taking your mind off the problem through low-grade physical activity, flow, peak productivity, and recovery, essential rest to replenish energy. Understanding and working with this cycle is key to consistently accessing flow states. There are 3 minds: negative mind, positive mind, and flow mind, and you cannot access flow mind from negative mind. The key is learning how to spend more time in positive mind to gain easier access to flow mind. Negative mind keeps us trapped in worry and doubt, while positive mind opens us to possibility. This is illustrated by the arrow breaking demonstration. The difficulty isn't in breaking the arrow against your throat, it's in overcoming the negative assumption that it will cause harm. Once one volunteer succeeds, others instantly shift from negative mind to positive mind, making them willing to try. Our beliefs act as filters through which we perceive reality. Like colorblindness that makes some people see the world differently, our beliefs filter how we experience situations and determine our reactions. Rather than asking who's right, we should ask if our beliefs align with our desired outcomes. Are they holding us back or propelling us forward? When you lose your keys and declare, "I've lost my keys," your brain creates a scotoma, a blind spot, preventing you from seeing what's right in front of you. Instead, asking, "Where are my keys?" creates a mental image that primes your brain to notice them. It's not about having a negative versus positive attitude, but how your inner dialogue nudges you toward either negative or positive mind. Positive priming questions can help shift your mindset. Ask yourself, "What am I going to let go of today? What am I grateful for today? And what am I definitely going to accomplish today?" Taking a few minutes to answer these questions reduces cognitive load and primes your mind for success. In a volatile, uncertain world, clarity becomes essential for directing our attention and avoiding analysis paralysis. Rather than mapping our entire destiny, we need only to establish a direction of travel, DOT, and then stack our goals beneath it. Goal stacking consists of three levels. 1. Direction of travel, level 1. The top level generates purpose, not just a destination, but the reason behind our actions. It's aspirational and meaningful, triggering norepinephrine and dopamine release. Following Patrick Lencioni's approach, we discover our purpose by repeatedly asking why until reaching our highest reason for existence. Like NASA's janitor who saw himself as helping put a man on the moon, connecting our individual purpose with a larger mission creates powerful motivation. 2. Mission critical goals, level 2. These form the middle tier, specific, measurable, long-term, but not infinite objectives. These are the what we're excited to achieve, thinking big, but believably big. Examples include promotions, exceeding annual targets, or learning a language. Limit yourself to just 2 or 3 chunky goals per year to maintain focus. 3. Daily focus goals, level 3. These are the stepping stones that lead to mission-critical achievements. These specific, actionable tasks, like writing a chapter or completing training sessions, create momentum toward larger objectives. The clearer these daily goals, the less mental energy wasted on busy thinking, and the easier it becomes to access flow. This complete goal stack generates a flow stack built on purpose, passion, and progress. Passion serves as a profound focusing mechanism that directs our attention toward what we believe in. Since flow follows focus, passion creates a gateway to high performance by generating extreme internal motivation. Our attention has become a precious commodity that everyone wants a piece of. Research reveals alarming statistics. People touch their phones 2,617 times daily on average, receive 63.5 notifications per day, and spend nearly 7 hours on digital devices. These constant interruptions fracture focus and prevent flow, with studies showing it takes 23 minutes to fully regain concentration after each distraction. Ignoring distractions is an active process that depletes mental energy, similar to how noise-canceling headphones drain batteries. The prefrontal cortex, responsible for executive function, becomes fatigued from constantly suppressing distractions. True focus requires actively resisting the dopamine-driven urge to check messages, browse social media, or indulge other impulses unrelated to our goals. Research shows that even the presence of a smartphone in your peripheral vision reduces cognitive capacity. To harness flow, implement planned focus sprints that work with your brain's natural ultradian rhythm, typically 90-minute work intervals followed by 20-minute rest periods. This pattern mirrors our natural biological cycles and maximizes mental energy. Start by planning tomorrow's priorities the evening before, writing down your 3 most important tasks, specific goals, and personal motivation. This priming process activates your brain's seeking system, creates mental clarity, and reduces decision fatigue the next day. When executing focus sprints, create an environment conducive to deep work. Mute all notifications, close unnecessary browser tabs and applications, use noise-canceling headphones, and listen to instrumental music, particularly Baroque, which operates at 60 beats per minute, the optimal tempo for focus. Customize sprint lengths to your personal rhythm, starting with 25-minute Pomodoros if needed, but maintain absolute focus during each sprint. Research demonstrates that single-tasking produces 50% better results than multitasking for complex cognitive tasks. Mindfulness and meditation have emerged as essential tools for attention management, supported by over 3,000 scientific studies. Even skeptics are convinced by the neurological evidence. Just 15 minutes of daily practice increases cortical thickness through gyrification, builds gray matter in attention-related brain regions, and enhances focus by up to 14%. Simple techniques like breath awareness or body scanning require no special skills or financial investment. Regular practitioners show improved ability to resist distractions, enhanced working memory, and greater emotional regulation, all crucial components for achieving and maintaining flow states. To build an attention fortress, establish clear boundaries. Designate specific times for email and social media, device-free zones in your home, and communicate your focus blocks to colleagues. Use technology mindfully by employing apps like Forest or Freedom to block distracting websites, and consider adopting an analog morning routine free from screens for the first hour of your day. While public health messages consistently frame stress as harmful, deeper research reveals a fascinating paradox. Stress can actually enhance performance by narrowing focus, increasing attention, and accelerating information processing. This evolutionary response sharpens our senses, improves reaction time, and can even strengthen both physical and cognitive capabilities. When properly channeled, stress hormones like adrenaline and norepinephrine can build both muscles and neurons, potentially leading to greater connection with our values rather than distraction. Dr. Alia Crum's groundbreaking research at Stanford University demonstrated that viewing stressors as challenges rather than threats leads to more adaptive brain and body responses. Her studies measured stress mindsets through comprehensive questionnaires, including statements like, "Stress enhances my performance," and "Stress facilitates my learning and growth." The results consistently showed that positive stress mindsets correlate with better health outcomes, improved cognitive performance, and even enhanced productivity at work. Participants with positive stress mindsets showed lower inflammation levels, better cardiovascular health, and more effective problem-solving abilities. In a particularly revealing experiment during the 2008 financial crisis, UBS employees participated in a study that demonstrated the power of stress reframing. Those who watched videos portraying stress as enhancing reported 23% fewer physical symptoms, including backaches, insomnia, racing heart, and showed measurably better work performance compared to control groups. The study included detailed performance metrics, such as client satisfaction scores and productivity measures. Remarkably, videos portraying stress as debilitating didn't worsen outcomes, suggesting we're already saturated with negative stress messages, while positive reframing offers substantial untapped benefits. The key performance hack involves actively leaning into stressful situations rather than avoiding them. When challenging ourselves, whether in professional presentations, athletic competition, or personal growth, adrenaline will naturally be present in our bodies. The critical difference lies in whether this adrenaline mixes with excessive cortisol, triggering fight-or-flight responses and setting us back, or with dopamine, creating a state of focused excitement that drives us forward. Elite performers across fields, from surgeons to athletes, consistently report learning to harness this stress response to enhance their performance. The three-step process to adopting a stress-enhancing mindset begins with acknowledging the stress, recognizing physical symptoms like increased heart rate or sweaty palms as natural responses. Second, consciously welcome these sensations as signals that you're engaging with something you care about, reframing anxiety as excitement. Finally, utilize the stress response to achieve your goals rather than trying to eliminate it, channeling the enhanced focus and energy toward your objectives. This might involve using pre-performance routines, visualization techniques, or specific breathing patterns to optimize your stress response. Practical applications of this approach have been documented across various fields, from medical students performing better on exams to business executives handling high-stakes negotiations more effectively. The key is consistent practice in reframing stress as a resource rather than a threat, gradually building confidence in one's ability to harness stress for enhanced performance. Wim Hof, known as the Iceman, has achieved remarkable feats, swimming under ice for 217 feet, climbing Everest in shorts, holding 22 Guinness World Records. What makes him unique isn't his superhuman abilities, but his insistence that anyone can do what he does. Unlike most gurus, he doesn't say, "Be like me," Instead, he points to scientific evidence proving his methods work for everyone. The scientific community initially thought Hoff was uniquely gifted, but groundbreaking research showed he could voluntarily influence his autonomic nervous system, something previously thought impossible. Even more remarkably, when ordinary people were taught his breathing technique and then injected with E. coli bacteria, they experienced none of the symptoms that affected the control group. Hoff's method boils down to two surprisingly simple techniques, a 5-minute breathing exercise and regular cold showers. These practices enable practitioners to remain calm under stress, maintaining access to cognitive functions rather than falling into fight-or-flight responses. Breathing is an underrated but crucial component of health, often overshadowed by sleep, nutrition, and exercise. The diaphragm isn't just for breathing. It's the only organ designed for conscious control, sending signals back to your brain about your body's state. When you slow your breathing, your brain slows down. When you speed it up, your brain speeds up. The power breathing technique, taking about 30 full breaths with a breath hold at the end, focuses on extended inhalation to stimulate adrenaline release, increasing alertness rather than reducing stress. This is the opposite of stress busting techniques that emphasize extended exhalation. The practice raises your stress threshold, teaching your mind to remain calm even when your body is flooded with adrenaline. Cold water therapy has been celebrated for centuries, from Hippocrates claiming water therapy allayed lassitude to Thomas Jefferson's daily cold foot bath ritual. The claimed benefits include building brown adipose tissue, leading to fat loss, reduced inflammation, balanced hormones, improved sleep, and increased endorphins. Perhaps most valuable is the sustained dopamine boost that remains elevated for hours afterward. Research published in the European Journal of Applied Physiology showed that cold water exposure created a dopamine increase comparable to cocaine use, but with a crucial difference. Instead of a rapid spike and crash, cold water exposure created a slow release with effects lasting up to 3 hours. We never outperform our identity. The things we do, how we behave, what we read, who we associate with, and our goals are all shaped by who we see ourselves to be. The key insight is that we can align our identity to our new goals rather than our past achievements. Visualization can help us assume a new identity before physically attempting a challenge. By vividly imagining success, our brain creates references that feel real, making the actual attempt more achievable. This mental rehearsal doesn't guarantee success, but significantly improves our chances by shaping our identity based on our potential rather than past performance. This principle extends to high-performing teams as well. What separates great teams from merely good ones is when members play for something bigger than themselves. When team members understand what their team stands for and what behaviors are expected, they challenge themselves and each other against that standard daily. The author's Iron Man journey illustrates this identity shift. Despite multiple failed attempts to reach an official start line due to COVID cancellations, these delays provided unexpected benefits. 2 more years of barefoot running, cold showers, breathwork practices, and nutritional fine-tuning. These performance hacks made him feel indestructible from the inside out. His barefoot running experience exemplifies swimming against the current, adopting new behaviors that challenge conventional wisdom. After years of the exercise, injury, hospital, recover, repeat cycle, he discovered that barefoot running forces a change in running style that eliminated pressure on his knees and lower back. This seemingly counterintuitive approach transformed his running experience from painful to pain-free, despite his medical history suggesting he couldn't run without injury. What truly matters isn't what happens to us, but how we choose to respond. The performance techniques shared throughout the book create space between stimulus and response, allowing for conscious choices rather than automatic reactions. With practice, these conditioning techniques make our responses increasingly resourceful, whether facing a challenging workplace situation, personal crisis, or physical challenge. Through methods like controlled breathing, visualization, and strategic reframing, we can transform our default reactions into deliberate, empowering responses. More importantly, they enable us to control the stimulus itself by choosing our own biochemistry through techniques like cold exposure, mindfulness, and targeted movement patterns. Being superhuman is fundamentally about regaining control. These abilities aren't supernatural, but supernatural, gifts from Mother Nature available to everyone. The human body and mind possess remarkable adaptive capabilities that have evolved over millions of years. We've explored tools and techniques that give us access to our inbuilt system of human resources. Becoming better by tapping into potential through goal setting and progressive challenges, smarter by tapping into mindset through metacognition and emotional regulation, and stronger by tapping into physiology through breathwork, movement, and recovery protocols. The journey to becoming superhuman isn't about reaching a final destination, but embracing continuous growth. Each small victory builds upon the last, creating an upward spiral of capability and confidence. Now that you know these resources exist within you, the question becomes, what identity will you choose? What does being unashamedly superhuman mean to you personally? Perhaps it means becoming the most present parent possible, pushing physical boundaries in athletics, or leading with greater impact in your professional life. Most importantly, what will you do with your newly discovered superpowers? These abilities come with responsibility, not just to ourselves, but to others we might inspire and support along the way. The techniques and insights gained are meant to be shared and practiced in community, creating ripple effects of positive change. As adventures provide not just goal achievement opportunities, but valuable learning experiences, being prepared is what matters most. Each challenge becomes a chance to apply and refine these skills, whether scaling a mountain or navigating daily life. By fine-tuning your superhuman abilities through the various strategies in this book, from breathwork to movement practices, from mindset tools to recovery protocols, you'll be ready for whatever lies ahead. The path forward isn't about perfection, but progress. Not about comparison, but personal evolution. You have your cape. Now rise up and fly, knowing that your greatest potential lies in the continuous journey of growth and discovery.